Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I do want to talk to this man. He's been a guest on this program several times, four or five times, since April of this year. And he's the CEO of Pivot Airlines, Eric Edmondson. You may remember, I'm sure you do remember, Mr. Edmondson's crew from Pivot Airlines was held without cause and threatened with death by prison gangs in the Dominican Republic, and they were accused of having tried to ship drugs on their jet, God knows where. But then it was clear that they had not. In fact, it was his crew that called to alert officials in this country about what they found in the avionics bay in the aircraft. And then there was the video. Mr. Edmondson talked to us about a few weeks ago, and the video showed clearly somebody doing what they did and what the crew was accused of. So the crew is back in Canada now. Eric, thank you for coming back on the program. What a tremendous relief, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me back, Roy. It's always a pleasure. It is a relief for us and mainly for the crew. They were reunited with their families after almost a full 8 months of being wrongfully detained and separated, and missed birthdays and anniversaries and first days of school, and just a very emotional reunion. But it was far too long in the making.
Yeah. When were you first aware that the crew was coming home?
It was all the way back in August when the prosecutor had said that she was willing to drop the case because there was lack of evidence. Now, they have 12 months to drop a case or to more specifically lay charges. But she felt at the time it was unlikely that she was going to get any new evidence. So she said she was willing to drop the case. Now, that sort of dragged on and on and on. And her last word to us probably a month and a half ago was that, look, I'm just going to ride the clock out here because new evidence may come to light. Although we're not doing any investigation, we're not doing anything active, something may just miraculously fall in our laps. So that was very disappointing. But over the last month or so, we had a lot of momentum on the case. We had some reporters go down to the Dominican and put a lot of pressure on the Dominicans. Some of the large unions, including the large U.S. Pilot Union, got involved, and a lot of efforts, including the efforts that you put in. So around the media, it helped, and it all came together just with a big push at the end.
Yeah, I know you worked extremely hard on this, Pivot Airlines, and it was very personal. This is your crew. These are your people. This is your Canadian crew that has been threatened with death by prison gangs. That's not anything to be taken lightly. That's serious business.
Well, it's as serious as it gets. I mean, it wasn't that they were fake scared or pretending to be in danger. They were in as bad of danger as anyone could be. They informed on narco criminals and organized crime, and those people don't like that to happen. And they knew they were still on the island, and they were hunted. And it was exceptionally serious.
Are your people okay?
It's going to be with them for the rest of their lives. We're just starting the unbundling of what happened. Now they're obviously spending a few days with their family. We have given them mental health support throughout, but now it's time to get really serious and help them readjust to their new lives and this baggage that they're going to carry with them forever.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this as well, that politicians weren't of any meaningful help, really, while the crew was detained in the Dominican Republic. But did I see them making an appearance with you and your crew?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. I wanted to be sure about that.
Yeah. So they were late to engage and very, very slow to action. I think they were instrumental in the last few a few weeks, maybe a few days, in some of the push. You know, from the embassy side, they were good throughout. Of course, they're not politicians; they're embassy workers, and they were very supportive. But yeah, on the politician side, it was it is what it is. I'm not going to comment too much on it.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean the big push now on the political side is going to be with Transport Canada.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say this can't be over. That there are many loose ends here, beginning with the most obvious. And that really, it was essentially a kidnapping and a brutalizing of your crew. And the Canadian government, Transport Canada, our bureaucracy can't just say, well, they're home now, everything's okay.
Well, that's the essential issue. So although the chapter is closed for us now, it really has to begin for Transport Canada and many other agencies now in Canada to close the severe safety and security gap that this case has brought to light. And, you know, as it stands right now, people aren't safe to travel to the Dominican. If this could happen to a flight crew who were just doing their job and reported a crime, that's all they did is just report a crime on board their own aircraft. And, you know, they went through 8 months of torture. And, you know, it took a mountain of people to rectify the situation after 8 months. And as individual tourists, of course, you don't have that mountain behind you. So they would still be there. They'd be languishing perhaps forever.
Yeah. And I want to give a plaudits and a shout out to many of our listeners who, after you were on the air with us and spoke about this situation with your crew, they were very much on board with you. I heard from so many listeners who were just outraged over what was going on and committed to calling their members of parliament and doing whatever they could at an individual or a family level. And that really needs to be noted.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, it was a team effort, community effort.
Yeah.
That's what moves the needle.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.